You have a question?
I'm just kidding. That I'll take it. Oh, is it going? Yeah. Go ahead.
Minus?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Manaj, I don't know how you feel with my question. Like, Manaj, I see so many...
philosophy, not no personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I see so many devotees who are chanting 3 lakhs name in Vrindavan as well as in...
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Bhavaji, sannyasis, brahmacharis.
Yes, Manaj, like, of course, how we think... We get it. So Maharaj, we also...
We're not blind.
Yes, yes, Maharaj.
So what's the question,
Maharaj, how
people are chanting 3 lakhs, great, pray for their mercy.
Yes, Maharaj.
That they can, then you can chant 3 lakhs also.
Yes, Maharaj. How to slowly and gradually come to that...
So what is the question?
Maharaj, this is the question. How to gradually, like, what should... how to get that... level with the desire and the level to come.
Mm-hmm. How to get the ruchi for chanting
yeah.
more rounds?
Yes,
well, in the life of a devotee, there are many things that will bring one to perfection. But the most important thing is the attitude, the mood, the attitude, the position of the heart. It's not a numbers game. I know some sadhakas, they're very highly placed in the devotional scale. They chant 4 rounds a day.
Yeah.
And the rest of the day they read Lila Granth's Astakali Lila.
Yes.
And they meditate on their Siddhadeya. And they're doing this type of bhajan.
Yes.
And that's with the blessings of their guru.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of factors to success. Blessings of guru, then utsaha nishtriya dharyat, enthusiasm,
yes.
And steadiness and patience.
Yes.
I was just looking at some transcriptions from some discussions with my teacher. I said, how is it, you know, chanting for 40 years and, you know, practicing a long time in this life, but I feel that I'm chanting Shudanam. Because Shudanam is not a big mystery. There's only 2 choices, Aparat or Shudanam.
Yes, ma'am.
But yet I don't see any symptoms of prema.
Yes.
Frank, honestly, it's not, you know, you can fool some people, but you can't fool God.
Yes.
And you can't fool yourself.
Yes.
So I asked quite candidly and straight. And Baba said that he said, even if one is chanting offenselessly, prema may not come. You're chanting Shudanam, prema may not come because prema is swatantra.
Yeah.
Prema is independent.
Yes.
And prema is Radharani.
Yeah.
And so if Krishna gives Radharani to someone, that's called the investing of prema in the heart. He gives prema in the heart.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like if you had no taste sensation, and you pick up ice cream, you couldn't taste the ice cream.
Yes.
But then the ice cream gives you the taste sensation, then you eat the ice cream, oh, it's very good.
Yeah.
So Krishna gives the prema in the heart.
Yes.
And then he can taste our love and we can relish his love.
Yes.
So that, because on our own endeavor, whatever that means,
yes.
But on our endeavors in sadhana, it'll bring us to the threshold of bhav, to a sakti. Then after that, we're at the doorway of mercy.
Yes.
We're at the doorway of mercy.
Uh-huh.
Kripa Dwara.
Yeah.
Kripa Dwara Samne, Ke Samne. Because it's told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, after Rupa Goswami describes Raghunuga Bhakti in 1-2, Part 1, Purva Vibhag, Eastern Division. Purva, of course, means Eastern.
Yeah.
Purva means Eastern.
Yes.
And there he says in chapter 2 and verse, from verse 270 to 309, 270 to 309 is the discussion of Raghunuga Bhakti.
Mm-hmm.
What is Raghunuga Bhakti? And the last verse is 309. Then it, the next chapter, it goes into, that's the end of the sadhana bhakti chapter.
Okay.
There's Vaidhi sadhana, so many rules and regulations, and Didi aparad, and 64 limbs, and
yes.
Panchanga bhakti, and all that. Then it, goes to Raghunuga bhakti, I mean, the discussion.
Yes, ma'am.
And then goes to Bhava bhakti, next chapter. So, very last verse, he says, Karunya Bhagavan Vabhakta Bhakta Kripa Bhava Bhakti Prapti. You can understand. To attain Bhava Bhakti, and he says, Keval, only by the mercy. After this long discussion about Raghunuga Bhakti, and you develop greed, or you hear about, you know, the Brijvasis' prema and their love, and you become attracted. And then that's called it's called vibhuti, a kinship vibhuti, means a little interest, you become a little interested, a little curious, and then that's the starting point of Raghunuga Bhakti. If you read about it, I like this, I like these feelings, I want this, that's the beginning. Whereas some people, you see, they preach and they say, oh, you can't start Raghunuga Bhakti till you're at the level of Ruchi or Asakti or Bhav. This is nowhere in Shastra.
Nowhere in Shastra.
The fact is that out of 1,000 devotees living in Vrindavan, maybe one has any greed.
Yes.
Bhav and greed is very, very rare things to even begin. But if someone has, he says, just a little experience, this anubhav. What's it called? I mean, kinchit. Oh, it's called kinchit anubhav. This is the term. Kinchit. Kincha, you know, same as Hindi. Like we say, niskinchan.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any, even a little anything he doesn't have. The real sadhus. So, you know, Hindi, Sanskrit, very similar. Mm-hmm. And many times, way. So this, he's kinchit anubhav. You know, anubhav means experience. It means a little inspiration. Jiva Goswami describes, he's inspired. Oh, he's attracted. This is the beginning point. It can begin on Anartha Nivritti.
Yes.
Anartha Nivritti.
Yes.
So, this is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is Raghavartman Chandrika. This is the teachings of our Goswamis.
Yes.
And if we speak something other than that, it's Apasiddhanta.
Yeah.
And in Nanti Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, in discussion with Sanatana Goswami in Chapter 3, it was Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there, Krishna Kaviraj, he's explaining, he says, Siddhanta, Siddhanta or Virud? Or, said Siddhanta Virud? Or, Rasabhas Yadi Yasa Rasabhas Haya Siddhanta Virud Sahite Nepari Prabhu Mane Krod Virod. That's it. Siddhanta Virod is the same as Hindi. Siddhanta Virod Man Krod.
Yeah.
Prabhu means Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
Sahite Neparan. He couldn't bear. This is Bengali, maybe same Hindi, similar. Sahite, not sahitya, like literature, sahitya, sahite. Sahite naparan. He can't tolerate.
Yes.
So we say we're Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Yes.
And so many people speak so much Apasiddhanta.
Yes.
And even just to give it some kind of clout, if you know the word clout, means some power,
yeah,
some shakti. They say, oh, Prabhupada said, I remember we used to joke years ago, 10 years ago, someone said, oh, Prabhupada said, I said, yes, I heard, I think you're right. Prabhupada said that in a purport in the Gita in chapter 19, isn't it? Person says, yeah, I think it's chapter 19. And as you know, there's only 18 chapters. Is that, and you ask the person, is that from Bhagavatam? Yeah, I think it's from Bhagavatam. I think that's from the 14th canto, isn't it? yeah. So this is all is unfortunate.
Yes.
Everyone, because everyone somehow or other gets the idea we're supposed to preach. And everybody becomes a deputized, you know, like when there's a war, everyone's a soldier.
Yes.
You know, if your country's at war, they give every man a gun and say, shoot.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like as soon as you come in some groups, then immediately you get a badge. You know, you're a sheriff. You're appointed. You're a local detective for Raman Reti.
Yes.
You're working for the Mathura Police Department. You're a detective. Now you see anybody, any crime, you call us up. So you know, you're like a mini policeman,
yes,
Chota policeman.
Yes,
so it's like everybody. I've had people come up to me, you know, preach to me, and they're like 5 years in, you know, practicing or something. They're well-meaning and sincere, and I appreciate their enthusiasm, but they really don't know anything. And it's not a fault per se, but they should learn something first. So the Shudanam, I mean, 3 lakhs, the real thing is to improve the quality of the name and chant the fixed, not the Sankhya, the Japa the Sankhya per the order of your Guru, Guru Agya. And that's a very important thing, and to improve the quality. Because as you appear to be a Grihastha, then there's certain responsibilities and time constraints in the Grihastha Ashram in terms of earning money or traveling or whatever, raising children, etc., which don't give a lot of time for long-term bhajan. And if you're more free for long-term bhajan, even as a Grihastha, then you have to, if it's just numbers and there's no ruchi,
then you will not go long.
You'll not get there, because then you're neglecting the holy name.
Yes.
That's so. The holy name is a person.
Yes.
It's like you invite someone, you know, for dinner, and you give them prasad.
Yes.
Then you sit and talk to them, and then after about 10 minutes, then you turn on turn on the TV, and the person is sitting there. you start watching TV and the person's sitting next to you, because I'm tired of talking to this person. I'm just gonna you don't say goodbye or please go now or excuse me. So that you're chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna. It's like you're just putting Krishna on hold.
Yes.
So the one thing is our Guru Agya of chanting Sankhya, Japa daily rose Japa Sankhya. And then the next point is, how much can we bear?
Yes.
Because you know, the gopis didn't chant japa, they love Krishna.
Yes.
There's so many ways to get to perfection.
Yes.
I mean, then Raghavart Manchandrika, he talks about Sangha Siddha Bhakti and Arupa Siddha Bhakti and Sarup Siddha Bhakti.
Yes.
So Sarup Siddha Bhakti is hearing and chanting, remembering.
Yes.
This is the main things. And hearing, chanting, remembering, you know, your Ishtadev, Radha and Krishna Yuga, in Vrindavan, in the context of the Vrindavan Leela with their associates. So you chant some and then you're losing a taste, so you read some?
Yes.
Like this. In other words, you pass the day,
yes,
remembering Krishna.
Yeah.
Sadatad Bhava Bhavita. It's in 8.6 Gita. Krishna is telling you, whatever you cultivate day after day, that Bhavita, that will be, you will attain that. Sadatad Bhava. Tad bhav means that bhav, that mood, that feeling, that attitude that you cultivate moment to moment, hour to hour, every day. Bhavita, you will attain that at death. Kalevaram, tyajante kalevaram. Tyajante kalevaram. This sharir, ante sharir, then tyag, death, maran. And then, so all day long you think, Krishna, I'm your servant. And you're chanting, Krishna, I'm just, you know, I'm a servant of Radharani, and I'm chanting this holy name to please Radharani. Or different meanings are there, different feelings. Maybe your Guru Dev gave, or your Shiksha Guru on his behalf, or whatever. And then you're reading. Everything is seva, the attitude of seva. That is a devotee that, in a generic way, that's our constitutional nature, our surup. Our surup. Surup means your constitutional nature, our svabhav. Jivara Sarupaya, or Krishna Das. But then when you come in a mood, when you come a little more along the line of devotion, or in Ragmarg, then you're a specific Dasi or Das of Krishna, in Sambandha Ananuga, or this Kamanuga, Raghunuga Bhakti, following the gopis or the gopas or the parents of Krishna. So then you're cultivating the seva bhava and the moods of seva and all the different sevas. It's a beautiful kaleidoscope of devotional practices focused around hearing, chanting, and remembering Radha and Krishna. And so, like it says that, you know, the Mahaprabhu says in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, one will get siddhi by chanting 3 lakhs. And one will also get siddhi by living in Vrindavan. Yes. What does siddhi mean? It means bhav.
Yes.
So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu it says that a little contact of any one of these 5 things then bhav can come.
Yes.
Not awaken, because it's not there. Bhav will arise, will manifest.
Manifest
is the best word. It will come to us. Like the sun doesn't awaken, you know. Prabhupada, sometimes if you look in his books on folio under Uday, he says, appear, arise. So that's why people get confused. In other places he says manifest, and manifest is the best way.
Yes.
Like we say, Mayapur Chandordaya Mandir.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, it doesn't mean it's rising.
Yes.
It's like the moon is not rising, it's appearing to us. It's always there.
Yes.
So bhava is nityasiddha bhavasya. Bhava and Prema, Ladani Shakti, they're in the spiritual world.
Yes.
They're always there. And then, but it's for us, all night we're in the darkness. We're in the modes of nature. And we're not Vishuddha Sattva.
Yes.
When we become Vishuddha Sattva, then it rises.
Yes.
It rises means it manifests.
Yes.
And rises in us.
Yes.
First the moon, you know, the earth has to turn in such a way where the moon can manifest, the sun can manifest at the end of night. And then we see it rise.
Yes.
So follow the guru and don't make any offenses.
Yes.
And keep engaged. That's the main thing. There's different appetites. Some people have an appetite for just chanting. Some people have an appetite for reading.
Yes.
So this appetite, this is called ruchi.
Yes.
Spiritual ruchi.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yes.
Everywhere that's the key to success. Because if one's chanting so many numbers, then he's just thinking of the number, or it's mechanical, or he's getting tired, or he gets even, says, oh, why so much? And he loses his determination. It's a very difficult thing to do, to sit down and chant 3 lakhs. You may do it one day, but then you get a cold the next day. And you have to accept. But the main thing is that we remember Krishna. This is the thing.
Maharaj, how to develop the culture of smaran?
Oh, yeah, I'll make a new file.